The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
What are the latest vax figures?
The latest vaccination figures, we are at around 55% for 12 and over population. So obviously there's quite the drive now to get people vaccinated. It's going to be a no jab, no work policy for about a million West Aussies, so 75% of the workforce. This is an interesting manoeuvre, a big shake-up of the vaccine rollout from the Premier.
It's getting tough.
Basically, he's saying, if you're not going to go yourself, I'm going to make you go.
But the interesting thing about it is there's a fascinating story in the West that crunches the numbers on these professions, these million or so WA workers, which include freight workers, community health workers, obviously miners, the border and air transport, supermarkets, corrective services.
The media,
people in pubs and cafes, post office, hardware stores, all this kind of stuff. When you add up all those people involved in those industries, and if you get to even 99% vaccinated, there's still, you know, about 10,000 or so people who would lose their jobs, which is a lot of people.
Yeah.
And that's if we get to 99%, which there's no way that we ever will.
Yeah. So, and we have a school shortage. And
So you could be looking at 20, 30, 40,000 people who could be facing unemployment. So
and it's huge fines.
Yeah, so it'd be so interesting to see how this is enforced because, you know, no one wants to see that level of unemployment, and especially the employers who don't have the staff to spare.
I suppose the government's hoping they don't have to enforce this. It doesn't get to this point. I'd say that they know the vaccination level is so low. They've tried the people voluntarily going and it hasn't worked. And so if they're going to open borders, which they're going to have to do at some point, they need to get the vaccination rate up, and now this is the way.
But you know what? It's exactly the same. As a parent, you know this full well. It's all well and good to talk tough, but you have to back it up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And so you can't bring in this stuff unless you're willing to enforce it.
One more minute.
Because the kids quickly realise that there's not really any consequences to not doing the right thing. So.
Well, at least, I mean, it's not a date for a border reopening, but it's at least a date for a large chunk of people to have to be vaccinated by.
Well, I can't wait to see how it unfolds. Mm.